I'm Bob Agnew.
Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is now offering CBD oil. If you haven't learned about the benefits of CBD oil, well, now is the time. Numerous medical studies have shown that CBD oil reduces nausea, eases inflammation, suppresses seizure activity, combats depression, and much more. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Fresh, all-natural foods, name-brand vitamins and supplements, and now they're stocking CBD oil. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Eat healthy, live healthy. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. And we're glad to have you here today. We got we're trying to work. I got a different. Hey there.
That's right. Well, yeah, Brian has some other duties today. Your usual guy. My usual guy. That's right. Your usual pilot. But I'm AJ, and I'll be here, and we'll just get through this and do a good thing.
AJ is helping us out today, and I need all the help I can get these days. So that's
you're
for
doing
sure.
Great.
AJ, welcome. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County, and also with me today is John Kraft.
And I am sitting here trying to multitask over a computer and write emails and develop mailing lists. And so if you have something to throw other than that soft drink, don't throw any ice at me, please.
Okay. It is indeed election season, and we are trying to do 20 things at the same time. So sorry about that, but we're glad to have this hour with everybody. We've got a lot of things that we wanted to talk about, but I also wanted to let you know that obviously you can call in with any questions or comments that you have. 904-222-TALK. That's 904-8255. And give us a call. First thing, we are going to have a special guest at 2:15. We've got Mr. Tomas Jimenez calling in. He's putting on an event. He does a really, really, really good job at doing candidate forums. Did a spectacular job during the primaries. He's got another one lined up that we're going to be talking about. It's coming up next week, so he's going to be joining us on the radio in just a few minutes after the break. But in the meantime, first thing I wanted to let people know about is the huge event that we have going on here in Jacksonville, October 18th. That is Thursday, October 18th, and we're going to be at the Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena in the evening for a huge banquet. The special guest coming in is Judge Jeanine. And Judge Jeanine, if you have not, I would assume most of the people listening in have seen Judge Jeanine on Fox News. She's got her Saturday evening show. She also has been filling in a lot for Sean Hannity, which is actually why we have her on Thursday, October 18th. Originally, we were going to set things up for Friday, and then she suddenly had to fill in for Sean that night. So we have got her Thursday, October 18th, and it's going to be a really great evening. There are receptions. There's a full banquet. She's going to be our speaker, along with, I might add, some of the big statewide candidates that will be in town as well. We know for sure that Ron DeSantis, running for governor, will be here that night and will be speaking on stage with Judge Jeanine, so that'll be great. And they got good chemistry because they've worked together before, actually. So that's going to be a good show.
Couldn't help but reflect on something you said just a little while ago about someone you knew being very curt, blunt, and to the point. And then you brought up Judge Jeanine.
Yeah.
And I thought, these two characters that you were talking about couldn't even hold a candle to her.
That's true. That is true. She's a spitfire. I love it. Absolutely love it. And I think most people do. So if you want to come and be there for the banquet. And we just went for a food tasting yesterday. I got to say, the food that they serve at the arena for these special events is really good.
I wish we did these more often because I know. That tasting was
fun.
But like, the young ladies there, they were having a great time too because they get the lunch out of the deal at the same time that they're in the selling mode to us.
Exactly.
It was a fantastic lunch.
We were at the arena for a large banquet 4 years ago, and the food there was excellent at that time. And I know people always go, oh gosh, banquet food, but they really do an excellent job. What we've lined up for the menu is going to be really good. So, but anyway, the event is like I said, Thursday, October 18. You can buy regular banquet tickets. There are VIP tickets available, and the VIP tickets get you into a special reception in where you will be able to meet Judge Jeanine, have a photo taken, and also all VIP ticket holders will get an autograph book. So that's it's going to be fun. And then, of course, everybody will be there at the banquet where you can listen to Judge Jeanine, and she does a great speech, and we're really looking forward to it.
You said a autograph book. We should say it's her.
It's not her book.
I put together.
The history of the Republican Party of Duval County.
Right.
By John Kraft. There we go. Hey, if anybody wants to pre-order that book, call in now. The phones are going to be lighting off. It's going to be crazy.
By the way, did you get any sleep at all last night? You're so punchy today. This is the election season.
It is.
And the nights get very, very short.
Yeah.
And you suddenly wake up at all hours of the morning with something. Oh, I should have done.
Yep.
Or I need to do.
Yep.
And
I've still got this to do. So you're doing emails and texts and setting up things that need to be sent out to staff, sent out to volunteers, sent out, yeah.
And the compression on the brain really gets intense because we're starting to walk into that last 5 weeks, and it's you can't sleep.
You know what?
And especially what's at stake.
Yeah, what's at stake.
And, you know, everyone should be acting and voting as if their children and their grandchildren, their futures depend on it.
That's absolutely right, because basically we're talking about continuing the land of patriots. We're talking about American exceptionalism, or allowing communism to literally creep into the control of the state of Florida, and that is just unconscionable. We cannot let that happen. So, the reason that we are actually having this banquet is that it is a fundraiser for the Republican Party of Duval County. And we have to do this final push. We have got to find a way to get everybody who will be voting against the communist socialist takeover of Duval County and of Florida. We've got to get everybody to the polls. And that takes a lot of cajoling, and it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of volunteers, and it takes a lot of calling and mailing and so on and so forth. So we have to raise more money. And that's why we're doing this. So I urge you. It's a great fun evening. Your money is spent right here in Duval County. When we raise money from this banquet, it's not being sent to Washington, D.C. It's not being sent to Tallahassee. It's right here in Duval County where the boots are on the ground, where we need to do those expenditures to get us across that finish line. So,
and also, this is not paying anyone.
No.
This staff is all
volunteers. We're all volunteers. 20 hours a day, and we're all volunteers. Go to DuvalGOP.com, DuvalGOP.com, and you can see right on that front page, you'll see a great big huge banner with the banquet, and you'll see Judge Jeanine. Click on that, and it will take you to the page where you can look at all the different choices you have for ordering tickets and ordering. If you want to order an extra book, you can do that. DuvalGOP.com and get your tickets now. They're actually going really, really quickly. Get in right away. So we are going to take a moment for a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Mr. Jimenez.
stuck on the healthcare roller coaster? Still paying those high premiums? And strapped into huge deductibles? Not knowing what's around the next turn? Well, then let me tell you about a sound, sensible healthcare choice that really is affordable. It's MediShare, the healthcare sharing solution people like you have been trusting in for more than 25 years. MediShare members report saving around $500 a month on their healthcare costs, and they never pay for things they don't believe in. Time to say goodbye to that healthcare roller coaster and say hello to MediShare.
Call **556 to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call **556. Message and data rates may apply. That's **556.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riesch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riesch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riesch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riesch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riesch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riesch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
A brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You are listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP, and we have our special guest who has joined us on the phone today. We've got Mr. Tomas Jimenez with the Jimenez Law Firm, and he is with us today because, Tomas, you're putting on a great event coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Well, first, I want to thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate the opportunity to share what we're doing with your listeners and with the community at large.
Well, we're excited to have you doing these kinds of things and making sure that our listeners are invited, because it's extremely important. And I'm thrilled to have you on the show. Absolutely thrilled. So you've got something coming up, and it's October 9th, I believe.
It is. It sure is. It's October the 9th, this upcoming Tuesday. We're having a candidate forum and voter registration drive. This is the second of its kind. We did one for the primary, and we are working now for one for the, we'll have one coming up for the general.
Now that one on the, excuse me for interrupting, that one at the primary, I went to that, and it was amazing. You guys did a great job. How many people were in attendance? Because that place was packed.
I had heard, and we didn't take an exact number, but my understanding was that we had a little over 300 people there. That was my understanding of what the count was. So I think we had a tremendous turnout. It was the first event of its kind that I had organized, and I think a lot of folks had told me they had never even been to such an event. And we worked real hard on it, and you know, I guess it paid off definitely at the end.
Oh, you did a great job, and I mean, you had all the major races on the ballot, and most of the candidates for each race did show up, and I believe that's, you know, that in and of itself is quite a feat. But then to get 300 voters in there who are going to listen to what people have to say so they can make up their minds and cast an informed ballot, that's incredible. That's huge.
Yeah, well, that's really our focus. The focus has been to just create awareness and get folks who want to be involved and even those who maybe have not been involved in the past informed so that they can make an informed decision when they're going to the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been a little bit of obviously we have some polar candidates right now that are on one extreme or the other, but I think that we need to get the word out as to what the values are of these specific candidates and who I'm referring to, so that the folks who are going to the ballot are informed and understand the values of the people that they're voting for. And I think if people come to know candidates individually as opposed to the rhetoric that goes on about party, I think that that's a good opportunity to get folks to vote and be energized to vote and to vote appropriately.
I think you're absolutely right. And you have a contact list and you have a network of people. You own your own law firm and you have your own network of attorneys, but just people in general that you've interacted with, and you were able to really pull a lot of people who would not have necessarily ever come to something that was put on by the Republican Party or by the Democrat Party. You were able to just draw people in who really wanted to find out what was going on and be educated. And it was amazing. You did such a great job. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen on October 9th as well.
That's what we're projecting. I think October 9th is going to prove to be even a greater success than the one that we had in July. I think it's, July was one that was, it proved to be a number one that people want to be a part of it, that they want to hear from the candidates. They want to be involved. And it was really the kind of the stepping stone to really send us to the next level with the next event. So we worked hard on that. We got a little bit of coverage on it. It was enough, obviously, to fill the room. And this time around, we're really getting a lot of exposure, and I really think it's going to be a full house, which is great, because I think, again, it kind of goes to being able to create that understanding of who these folks are, the folks being the candidates, and for the constituents to understand these folks and meet them, and be informed. I mean, it's really, so I think again, and really with all the things that are going on in the arena now with the elections, it's creating an environment for people to become more energized to go out and vote. And I think that's helpful for us as far as putting these events together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally agree with you. Totally agree. So, okay. So October 9th is what day of the week is
Tuesday.
That? It's a Tuesday. That's coming up. Tuesday, October 9th.
Sure is.
Yeah, coming up quick. Huh? It's amazing how it just sneaks right up on you. Where is it and when and how do people get there and what do they have to do?
Okay, so it's actually being held at Havana Jack's Cuba Libre over on Atlantic Boulevard. That's 2578 Atlantic Boulevard. It's right across from Assumption Catholic School and Church and Bishop Kenny. I'm sure you're familiar with that in the St. Nicholas area, close to downtown. And we're starting it at 5:30 to do the meet and greet and registration. Candidate forum will start promptly at 6. And then after the forum, we're going to have a reception where folks can interact and mingle with the candidates.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. So people not only get to hear the candidates go back and forth with each other, but you're going to be able they're going to hang around so you can talk with them, ask your own questions, get to know them, and make a decision.
And also, Senator Aaron Bean has been gracious enough to sponsor and provide the funds for the hors d'oeuvres that we're going to have at the end of the event.
Oh, wow.
So special thanks to Senator Bean for doing that for us.
Aaron Bean, Senator Aaron Bean, he's a great guy. Really is.
He really is. He really is. He really and truly is. And interesting thing about our forum that we're going to have, and if I can real quick throw a quick plug as to who's going to be there.
Oh, yes, please.
We're going to have all of the candidates that are running for Florida House that are in the greater Jacksonville area.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be District 11, 12, 15, and 16. The ones that are in a contested race will all be there, both sides.
Wow.
And then we'll have the only Senate seat that has basically it's Aaron Bean and Billy Bussard, the Democrat. It's the only seat that's a contested seat right now for Florida Senate in our area.
Right.
So they'll be there. They'll be there as well. So it's going to be, and they're going to present. And of course, we have other candidates for the upcoming elections for the unitary government that will be present as well, but that's for next year's election. So they won't present. We'll have another event for them
in the fall.
But you know, I think it's going to be a full house.
Absolutely fantastic. So you've got the U.S. House representative coming in. Then you've got Aaron Bean and his opponent Billy Bussard. And then in District 11, it's Cord Byrd versus Nathalie Rohrbaugh.
Correct.
Not quite sure how to say that. Clay
Not
Yarbrough.
Either.
Yeah, I know. Clay Yarbrough and Timothy Yost is the District 12.
Correct.
District 15 is Wyman Duggan and Tracy Paulson.
Yes.
And then District 16 is Jason Fisher and Ken Organis. So that's gonna be a good event. Let them talk and are you going to be asking questions, or is it going to be more of a formatting? Are they going to be able to go back and forth with each other, or how's that going to work?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to ask questions. So we'll give them an opportunity to do a short introduction. It's going to be a total of 11 folks. So because we have 11, we've got to kind of keep it a little concise. But they'll have an opportunity to make a quick introduction. We'll ask them a couple of questions. We're going to ask them some poignant questions, though, and they're not going to be these easy softball questions. We're going to ask them some real good questions that are going to be directly with what the issues are in our country, really. I mean, obviously, our community is, obviously affected by that. But what are the important issues that are facing us right now going forward? And I heard you earlier talking about what we're facing as far as these concepts of communism and these types of issues. That
right.
obviously is kind of the one thing that we want to try to talk about and see, you know, where your differences are on some of those issues, gun control issues and things like that.
Excellent.
Which are very important.
Excellent. So. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. When there are differences between candidates, people must be aware so they can choose wisely. So
absolutely.
You know what? I am so happy that you were able to call in with us today. So your event is coming up on Tuesday, October 9. Tell us again. It is Havana Jacks.
Yes, Havana Jacks on Atlantic Boulevard in St. Nicholas starts at 5:30. Candidate forum will begin at 6 o'clock, and 7 o'clock reception to meet with and greet with the candidates. And you can get more information. We've set up a web page on my website in case you wanted to folks want to get more information as to who the panelists are. It's votejacksonville.com. That simple. So if you go to votejacksonville.com, you could read about who we're going to have, where the location is. You have the links to all the candidates, their bios, their pictures, and all the information that's relevant to the upcoming election.
That's fantastic. Okay, so votejacksonville.com, everybody. But they don't have to make reservations or anything to come. They can just come. Is that right?
That's right. It's open to the public, and I'm hoping that all your listeners, and a ton of them, will get there.
Yeah. Well, I hope so, too, because I got to... Folks, if you want to come out and you want to not only hear these candidates, but if you've got a candidate that you are really rooting for, and I think a lot of our listeners do, get out and support your candidate. That also makes a huge difference. So, if you're listening to this radio show and you live in Jacksonville or the surrounding area, or you work in Jacksonville and may cross the line to go home, get over next Tuesday to Havana Jacks. And sit in on this forum because they do a great, great job. And there is an open bar over there on the side. If you want
to, I was about to say that not only is it a great forum, it's we've got a great location, great food.
Yeah.
Everything comes together as one fantastic evening.
Exactly. While Aaron Bean is providing these hors d'oeuvres, people can order food while they're sitting there watching the forum, right, from the restaurant?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There were a lot of folks who stayed afterwards and went to eat at the restaurant. So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, fantastic. Again, Tomas Jimenez, and thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate
Thank
it. You, I appreciate everything that you're doing.
Appreciate everything you do, too. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, folks, October 9, don't miss this forum. We will be right back after these messages.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington, still tallying up a very thin margin of senators for or against Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court. Late word this hour is that Democratic Senator Heitkamp of North Dakota, one of those who's fighting for re-election, has told a TV station she will vote against Kavanaugh. Meanwhile, a key undecided Republican says that the FBI appears to have done a very thorough investigation of the sexual misconduct claims. Maine Susan Collins says she wants to read that report for herself before she makes a final decision. South Carolina's governor has ordered flags across his state to half-staff in the aftermath of the shooting of seven law enforcement officers, including one who died. Governor Henry McMaster announcing on Twitter that the flags were being lowered to show respect for the law enforcement officers he says were so senselessly shot the previous day in the town of Florence. Slow going on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down 330 points. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard me talk about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college, but there's something else you need to know about Rolex watches from an official Rolex jeweler for over 60 years. If you own a Rolex, probably today more than ever before, if you need that Rolex serviced, you should only visit an official Rolex jeweler. In North Florida, there are four, with Underwood's three stores and Mayer's has one. Anybody else claiming to work on Rolex has no direct access to parts, and the use of non-authentic Rolex parts jeopardizes your Rolex from both an authenticity and a value standpoint. At Underwoods, we have state-of-the-art Rolex repair shops, both designed and outfitted by Rolex and staffed by Rolex watch technicians trained by Rolex. And best of all, our shop is on-premise, so your Rolex will never leave Jacksonville, and our Rolex repairs carry a 2-year warranty. At Underwoods, in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
After the long summer, your air conditioning and heat pump have been worked to the max. You'll want to make sure you have your system checked when the weather gets cool. Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Daikin. License number CAC 1813307.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports. They got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, October 5th at 8 p.m., it's Eddie Money in concert at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. Saturday, October 6th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, October 6th and Sunday, October 7th, the Jacksonville Symphony presents Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets at Jacoby Symphony Hall. Check online for daily showtimes.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Welcome back, everybody, and we're on the bottom half of the inside track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County, joined by John Kraft, secretary of the Duval GOP.
And here I am.
Here we are. Here we are, holding down the fort. Yeah. I want to thank one more time Tomas Jimenez for being with us for that last segment that we did. Truly, folks, there are forums, and then there are forums. They did such a great job. I went to this one last time. I did not know Tomas. I did not know the people who were putting it on, but I had seen that the forum was coming up, and so I thought I'd go and check it out. And it was just wonderful. And it's a great atmosphere. It's great big huge room on that. There's the restaurant on one side, and they've got this big kind of meeting room on the other side. It's a great big huge room. There's plenty of room for everybody. You can order food if you want. You can have a drink if you want, and sit and listen to these candidates talk about the issues. But it is an informative night. They ask very, very good questions. That was one of the things that I was very impressed about, is that when they asked a question, it wasn't just some stupid fluff. They actually did ask questions that were targeted to, you know, specific issues that people really want to know. Where do you stand? And they did a great job. And I have since have met Tomas, and we've had a few conversations, and great guy. And I totally urge you to go to this forum. There's no cost. It's free. And again, it's Tuesday, October 9 at Havana Jack's on Atlantic Boulevard. So please get over there. You'll have a good evening. I promise you, you will. Okay, so we were talking about a lot of different things. So there was a gentleman who called in while we were doing the interview with Tomas, and he had some questions about phone numbers and how to get people registered and how to volunteer and that kind of thing. So I want to go through that, because I got to tell you, as always, we are looking for people who can volunteer. You don't have to volunteer 7 days a week like John and I do. You don't have to give up your life to the Republican Party. We just need help. If you can help for 2 hours, or if you can help for 4 hours or 8 hours, really whatever you can do, but we need you. I need people who can come in and help in the offices and answer phones. I need a lot of people who can do phone banks. I got to tell you, we've got the absentee ballot program is now live. The absentee ballots dropped 2 days ago. And they are on their way to households, may have hit some households today.
They have. I had a call earlier that they have. And in those flyers, as far as volunteers, as simple as folding a sheet of paper putting tabs on the corners to hold that closed so it can go through the postal system,
right.
And even putting an address label,
sticking on a stamp.
You know, the volunteer opportunities are
endless.
from the most intense to as simple as folding and putting a piece of paper in an envelope.
Exactly. For the people who had originally requested early on their absentee ballots, they are all getting an official voter guide on not only the candidates but the amendments and kind of an overview of the differences and what's really at stake here in this election for Florida, but those are going out to everybody who's getting an absentee ballot. But then once that huge batch goes out, then we have to keep up with it daily. And so, you know, if 100 people today ask for absentee ballots, then tomorrow we need to make sure that we send out 100 voter guides to those people so that they have the information in front of them. So we've got to keep up with that. And very soon we're going to be starting to do absentee ballot phone calls. And, you know, it's not necessary. We don't mean to be bugging people. We will check to see if that absentee ballot has been received. We will indeed. I can tell that every day. I can see which ones have been received and which ones are still outstanding. But those who have not been sent back, we need to start doing some chase calls and just saying, hey, you've got your absentee ballot. Do you have any questions that we can help you with in order to get that ballot completed and turned back in? It's not a confrontational call, but it's a call that needs to be made, and it can be very, very helpful to a lot of people, because they'll have the ballot sitting there and go, well, I'm still not sure about, you know, whatever. So we can help them with that. But I need people here to help do that. We still need people to walk and knock on doors. Form that we have. My brain's going numb on me. The official voter guide that we have is also going to be walked with all of the candidate materials as we go from door to door throughout the county, so that people have have this information in front of them. We need to get bodies. We need people who are willing to go out and spend 2 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours knocking on doors and getting this material to the voters. It is incredibly important. I think everybody listening to this radio show knows how important this election is. It's all over the news. It's all over Fox. It's all over. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You look at what's happening with Kavanaugh, and people are outraged.
Yes.
You know, and take that outrage and do something. Help us.
And if all else, if nothing else, there are volunteers out here driving their cars and walking and touching doors and meeting the voters.
Right.
If you can't do anything else other than say, I'll buy a gallon of gas.
Right.
That's $3 and change at the moment, depending
exactly.
on where you go.
Exactly.
There's a button there on the website that says donate to the party. And you can even put a comment with it and say, put this in someone's gas tank that's out there knocking on doors for me.
Exactly. DuvalGOP.com. Truly, if you can give $3, we'll use it. We will indeed use it. It'll be used right here in Duval. But that is extremely important. And then we do have people who say, yeah, I would like to help, but I really, it's very difficult for me to get out, or I can't drive at night. We have, you know, a lot of people like that. But I want to help. I want to be able to do something. We can set it up so that you can make these phone calls from your home. As long as you've got a phone and a computer, you'll be calling from a central location. You won't be, you won't show your cell phone number on the caller ID when you're making these outgoing calls. So it's easy to do. It doesn't take hardly any time to train you. I mean, truly, 10 minutes is probably a really long time for most people.
For us slow learners.
For us, it was 10 minutes. For you, it'd probably be like 5. But it really, once you get it, it's a snap. And we need the help. I don't know how else. I don't know what else to tell you. We need people.
The other thing about when you come in as a group and walk or mm-hmm. work in the office, there's always this camaraderie of those that are in the group.
Right.
You sort of feed on each other and say, hey, this is turning out to be a great evening. I think I'll come back and do this again tomorrow
exactly.
if you don't mind.
Exactly. And that does make all the difference in the world, too. I mean, we have pizza parties or we have taco night or we have, fried chicken night or whatever. But, you're not just on that phone constantly for 3 hours making calls. You take a break. You get a chance to talk with the other volunteers and have some food. And it's a good thing. So, in order to volunteer, first of all, our main volunteer headquarters is at 10111 San Jose Boulevard, 10111 San Jose Boulevard. It is north of I-295. It is south of the San Jose Boulevard-St. Augustine Road split.
Mm-hmm. Just slightly south of Crown Point Road.
Exactly. And the easiest way to see it, if you're on San Jose Boulevard in that segment of it, it is between Five Guys and Village Bread.
So if you don't like the pizza or the wings that we're serving,
yeah,
Five Guys. Hey, Five Guys is fantastic.
It's like, yeah.
And Village Bread.
40 steps.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, you're surrounded by places to eat down there. So if you're not into whatever we're having at the headquarters, it's really easy to grab whatever you want. But please, if you can't do it, maybe you've got kids or grandkids who can. We need people out there helping. If you can walk, we meet every Saturday at 9:30 in the morning to go out and knock doors for a while. And again, let me give you the phone number for over there. It's 904-483-0116. That's over at the San Jose office. Also, the main headquarters is 396-4233. 396-4233. And you can go on DuvalGOP.com and click the volunteer button and sign up for whatever it is. There's a whole list of things that you might be able to help us with. So DuvalGOP.com, you can volunteer, you can donate, You can sign up to the get your Judge Jeanine tickets, DuvalGOP.com. See you in about 2 minutes.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no pain, no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions, and it's all done with virtually no pain, no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Inside Track of the Duval GOP right here on WBOB AM 600 FM 101.1. We are in the last 15 minutes of the show. If you've got questions or comments, got to make them quick because we've only got a few more minutes left of the show this week. But the number here is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. When to get back. The other thing that I wanted to let people know is there was some questions about somebody called in and said they had a child who was just turning 18. How do I make sure that she gets to vote? This is extremely important. If she wants to vote in the November election, she must be registered by next Tuesday, October 9th. Must be registered by that day. You can go online. If you go to DuvalGOP.com, it's real simple. We've got all kinds of links there, all kinds of information there. But right next to where you can donate and volunteer, you can click on a button that says register to vote. You can do it online if you want to. You can also, a very, very easy way, if you don't want to do register online, you can go to any public library in Duval County, any public library, except for the one downtown, and walk in, just tell them at the desk, you need a voter registration form, fill it out right there, hand it back to them. You can get registered that way. But again, you've got to be certain that you have registered no later than October 9th, or you are going to miss the boat. You won't be able to get a ballot in November. Also, if you are registered and you need a vote by mail ballot, you want an absentee ballot sent out to you, you can get that by, again, going to DuvalGOP.com, click on vote by mail, and it'll take you right to the spot. You can fill it out online and just say, it tells the supervisor of elections that I want this, please send it out to me, and they will do so. You can also call the supervisor of elections office, and that is, the phone number there is 904-630-1414. And I've had that number memorized for years. If they ever change that number, I'm in big trouble. But I can't tell you how many times we contact and talk about Supervisor of Elections Office, 630-1414. I know that number better than I know ours. And if you need to get a hold of the Republican Party, Duval County, we are at 396-4233, 396-4233. Now, we do have an office. Our administrative office is on Bonneval Road, right here where the Salem Center and WBOB is located, 7235 Bonneval. All of that's on the website. But also our volunteer location, again, is on the main page of the website, but the location is 10111 San Jose Boulevard. If you've got family, you got friends, get a group together on Saturday if you can walk and come out and do that. If you can make phone calls, please come to the office and do that. If you need for us to set you up to be able to do it from home, we can take care of that as well. We need people. We need people. I can tell you right now, I can tell you for a fact, the Democrats are everywhere. They have sent down droves of people from out of state. They have come in with tons of money, whether it's from the DNC or whether it's from George Soros or whether it's from Tom Steyer or any of these bizarre organizations. There's hundreds of these organizations that they fund. And they come into Duval County and into different parts of Florida, and they pay people a ton of money to just swarm into neighborhoods and do voter registration and do and knock on doors, and they are everywhere. Republican Party, we don't have George Soros money, and I don't have a dime of Tom Steyer money out of Silicon Valley. I don't have a dime of it. I need people who are willing to volunteer because you know how much is at stake. You know what kind of a difference you can make, and now's the time. If you're ever going to volunteer for anything, if you're ever going to help out in any way, do it. Do it now. We've got from now until November 6th is a very, very short period of time left. We have got to make sure that Ron DeSantis beats Andrew Gillum. We cannot. We've got to make sure that Ashley Moody beats Sean Shaw for Attorney General. Those two in particular, all of our races are incredibly important, but the Democrat running for governor and the Democrat running for Attorney General are just flat-out socialists. We cannot let this happen. We cannot let this happen. But I got to tell you, the other side is working furiously to make sure that it does happen. They want to turn Duval County and use it to build up a margin to carry the state of Florida. That is the plan. That has been the plan. They have been doing this for months. And they will continue until 7 p.m. when the polls close on November 6th. We've got to have people. I don't know how else to say it. Please, please, please. If you've got just a little bit of time on a Wednesday afternoon, come and help. We need the help. All right, so I will shut up about that. or at least for a second I will. But we've got other events coming up. Like I said, October 9th, don't miss the forum. October 18th, please, if you can get there, get your tickets to see Judge Jeanine. And at the same time, you know that you are helping us raise money to do what needs to be done to win this election. Also on Saturday morning, the Mandarin Club. The Mandarin Club has its monthly meeting Saturday morning. It is at 10 o'clock, and it is at the Golden Corral on San Jose Boulevard, just south of I-295. It's not very far at all from our volunteer headquarters. So the Mandarin Club meeting, 10 a.m. at the Golden Corral this Saturday, October 6th. This Saturday, October 6th. And that's the other thing I'll mention to you is Republican Women of Duval County. They have a luncheon once a month. That is coming up next Thursday, a week from today. Their luncheons start at 11:30. They are always at the San Jose Country Club. It's $25 if you're a member, $27 if you're not a member, to have the luncheon. The speaker on next Thursday, October 11th, will be Jerry Holland, and he will be there to talk about all of the amendments that are on the ballot. So that will be, especially if you haven't heard it, Jerry's very, very well versed on all of these things. He does an excellent presentation. He's available to answer questions, and it's a great way to find out what's happening with those amendments and kind of help you make a decision a little bit. Also, the Republican Women Federated, it's a wonderful group. You can come there, you can enjoy it. It's usually packed. There's always 150 or so ladies there, and it's quite an affair. You meet a lot of people, have a great time, and just be part of the Republican Women's force, I guess you could say, in Duval County. They are volunteers. They are there with us. They help to do a lot of things within the community, and we're very proud of the Republican Women. So. And all of these events, by the way, again, you can find on DuvalGOP.com. The most recent events will be popping up on the main page, or you can always look at the calendar and see what's coming up soon. So that's kind of what I see happening in the next few days. After that, I mean, the only thing left to talk about really is all this nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. We've got to get Ron DeSantis in as governor. We cannot allow Gillum and his socialism to take over there. We've got to elect Rick Scott to the U.S. Senate. We have got to get rid of Bill Nelson. It is way past time for that man to disappear. It is time for him to leave those Senate offices, go back home.
Enjoy his retirement.
Exactly. Find something else, anything else to do. Except for being in the U.S. Senate, I can't figure out how he ever got elected in the first place. He's different. Bill Nelson is just a different kind of guy. There was a debate a couple of nights ago on Telemundo. It was streamed online. It was fascinating to watch. Bill Nelson kind of just
did he go to sleep?
Almost. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
He made
seen.
A career out of that so far.
Didn't he? Yeah, honestly. All these years in office, you know, I think he's put in like 120 bills, and he's managed to pass 8 of them in the last 40 years.
He had to train for the space shuttle.
Oh yeah. That's right. The man who got the most expensive free ride on the planet.
Are you meaning the vote in Congress or the time in Congress or the time on the shuttle?
Both. The fact that that man, you know, walking around, nothing infuriates our state committee woman, Judy Youngblood, like somebody saying, well, he was an astronaut. Oh, my goodness. Don't go there. Anyway, help us out. Let's get rid of Bill Nelson. Let's make sure that we've got Ron DeSantis and our crew in Tallahassee. We are here on this radio show every Thursday at 2 o'clock. I look forward to talking with you again next week. So don't go away. Come and help us. And DuvalGOP.com to find just about anything you're looking for. See you.